When I deal with appraiser this morning, I want to keep it simple and say to us that appraiser is someone who gives praise, worship, or admiration to the Most High God or to Jesus. Again, a praiser is someone who gives praise, worship, and admiration to the Most High God. And they will not give praise, worship, or admiration on the same level to anyone or to any other thing. They are just simply sold out to praising God like they don't praise nobody else. And notice when David was so determined to do it, saints, that he was, again, a dogged praiser. Dogged simply meaning that when it came to giving God what was due unto him, David was determined to do it. He was determined to do it. And you have to be determined because of things that we go through in this life. That if a person is not determined, he or she will not continue giving to God that which is due unto his name. Am I right about it? David was diligent in offering to God the worship that only he deserved. And there are many of us this morning that we know when it comes to worship, true worship, that God certainly deserves our worship. Because we have a testimony that God has been better to us than anybody has ever been and anybody will ever be. God has did more for me than anybody. And without him, I am nothing. And I know that I could do or accomplish nothing. Some of you, the word is going over your head. But when you know what God has done, again, you're going to be diligent when it comes to giving him, don't miss it, child of God, what you know is so due unto his name. And then finally, because we all go through things, sometimes in our mind, sometimes in our bodies, sometimes we're going through in family, sometimes we're going through things in ministry, sometimes we're going through things in finances, we're going through things in relationships with others. And so if I'm going to be a dogged praiser, then there's always going to come a time where I'm going to have to stick with it despite what's coming against me. I'm going to have to keep the praises of God in my mouth when things are trying to shut me up. When things are trying to silence you, you have to stick with it. You have to know that God has been so good that it would be wrong for me to close my mouth today and not offer up the praise that's due unto his name. And I ain't just talking about a Sunday morning when God is due a praise and you're going to stick with it. You don't have Monday morning blues. You got to give God praise on a Monday morning. You got to give God praise. Who am I preaching to? Because you've got to stick with it. Because when it came to how God blessed me and God fulfilling his promises, he stuck with it. He did everything he told me he would do. He worked it out the way he told me he would work it out. I need some praisers right now. Somebody that can look back and remember how God worked it out the way he told you he would. How he brought you out the way he told you that he would. God stuck with it. We serve a dogged God. Come on, when your enemies wanted to stop you, when your enemies wanted you to fail, your God was dogged. He stuck with it in bringing you out. He stuck with it. Somebody ought to look at two or three people and tell them, show he right, show he right, show he right. Show he right. Wouldn't be here today. Wouldn't be here looking as good as I'm looking. Wouldn't be here as free in my mind as I am. Ain't worrying about nothing or nobody because God stuck with it. Did he see you through some stuff? Did God see you through some things? Be seated. He stuck with it. And saints, when it comes to being a dogged praiser, we have to stick with it. Don't miss it, saints. Because there are many battles that we're going to go through. There's a whole lot of things that we're facing now. And there's things that's on deck. You missed it. I said there are a lot of things we're going through right now. We're dealing with a lot right now. But there's more on the deck. There's more waiting to come at us. There are more things that desire to challenge us. Am I right about that? Many of us know it to be true because of how God is using us. And there's always a price to be paid when God is using you. There's always something that wants to challenge you. There's always somebody that wants to knock you out, that wants to get you out of the will of God because you're making such a difference. Woo! I'm preaching hard to somebody. I don't know if y'all remember the saying back when we were growing up. They had a saying that folk would often say. And they would say, I'm going to slap the taste out of your mouth. You ever heard anybody get told that? Some of you done told people that. I'm going to slap the taste out of your mouth. Now, let's don't play this morning. That's a real slap. That's a real slap. I've been slapped before. I've been hit before. But never to the point where I lost my taste for food. You know how some of you lost your senses, your taste, your smell in the COVID. But what about losing it to a slap? That's a real threat. Come on, some of you love to eat. We talked about it earlier. That's a real threat. If a person is going to slap the taste out of your mouth and you don't get it back. See, your collard green eating days are over. Come on. Your smothered pork chop days is over. Your crispy bacon days are gone. You see, because you cannot taste. Come on. Oh, where you going with it, Pastor? As serious as that is, there's something much more serious. And that is challenges in people not slapping the taste out of our mouth, but slapping the praise out of our mouth. Woo! See, if you are not careful, trouble will slap the praise out of your mouth. Preach it, Pastor. If you are not careful, people will slap the praise out of your mouth. Can we be honest this morning? You know I'm going to be honest. Some of you have had it done to you because you don't praise like you used to. No, I know some of you. You always came in and got your praise on. You always gave God what was due unto his name. It doesn't matter if it was a little warm, you had to give God praise. If you were cold, you had to give him praise. Going through something in your body, you had to give God the praise. But now look at you. You've cooled off a whole lot. Oh, you do a little something, but that's fake. It's not really genuine. Well, Pastor, you can't call me out like that. You can't really say that I'm just faking. I say it because you only do it in front of people. See, if your praise is only limited to the sanctuary, oh no, you acting, you putting on for people, because the same praise that you have in God's house, you need to have it in your living room. You need to have it at Food Depot. You need to have it at Dillard's when God bless. The same type praise that I offer up here, I offer it up at the house. But when you get the praise slapped out of your mouth, you're at church, but nobody would really know it. See, when God been good to you, sometimes you got to tell your neighbor, give me some room. Give me, you're crowding me. Am I right? Every now and then you have to seep out into the aisle because the road that you're on just cannot contain how you need to turn right now. See, David was a Syrian. David praised God to the point to where he came out of his king's attire. Do you hear me? He didn't hold back. David was a king at one point and praised God so to where the Bible said that he came out of his clothes, his king's attire, and became like a normal man or a normal fella. And his wife was upset at how he was acting. Said, how dare you behave like that? And you a king, I'm paraphrasing. But David said, I got to praise him even more than this. See, there comes a point to where when you a praiser, you set aside your title. You set aside having got your hair done. You set aside what you're wearing. I'm never looking too good not to praise. I got to praise God. It ain't about you. It ain't about you looking at me. It ain't about you seeing me. I got to praise him. Are y'all understanding me? I got to do it. If you don't mind, just tell one person, you don't know my story. I got to praise him. What the old saint used to say, you wasn't there. Let me tell it. You can't tell it like I tell it. What the Lord has done. But be seated, because I got to deal with this. Because I'm telling you, there are battles we go through. And some of the most challenging battles happen in our minds. Just going through different things mentally. If a person is not careful, again, that mental battle that they're in will slap the praise out of their mouth. The setbacks that we deal with in life, the disappointment that come to every one of us from time to time. Don't act like you don't deal with disappointment. Don't you set up in church and be no hypocrite and act like it always go the way that you want it to go. The devil is a liar. Sometimes it goes the opposite way. Sometimes it goes in a way that we pray, God, don't let it go this way. Y'all ever prayed it? You ever ask God, Lord, don't let this right here happen? And the very thing, somebody shout, the very thing. The very thing you ask God, don't let this happen. That's what he allows to happen. And if you are not careful, it will slap the praise out of your mouth. Some of you used to come to church every Sunday. We could count on you being in God's house. What happened to you? Now you've sweat second, fourth Sunday, once a month, when you feel like it. What happened to you, sister? You got the praise slapped out of your mouth. And when it happened to people, they say things like, well, y'all just don't know. It's just been one thing after the other. But do you not realize for some of us, that's life. That you talking every day. You talking dealing with something every single day. But before I move on, I don't want nobody to miss it. I acknowledge that we go through battles. Many battles. You go through battles in your body. Am I right? That if you are not careful, it will slap the praise out of. Why you so quiet, sister? I'm dealing with a whole Brother, what happened to your fire? What happened to your excitement? Well, Pastor, you know, we all don't always stay on fire. Who told you that? When God lights a fire, I come to tell you, it don't burn out unless you want it to. It doesn't burn out unless you want it to. I am still on fire the same way I was on fire when I first got saved. That's going to anger some of y'all because you done cooled off a whole lot. But I'm talking about I'm still on fire. Am I preaching to y'all? Am I preaching to you? If you're taking note, David's testimony was a simple testimony. That being God been good to me. God been good to me. When David looked at his life, he knew that God had been good to him. And the wonderful thing about David, saints, as we look at him this morning, and I hope we find strength and comfort in what I'm about to say, is that he is looking at David. He was like me and you. He was not a perfect man. So don't you ever get it twisted and think, well, to stay on fire for God, a person would have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect but God. Come on, saint. Nobody's perfect but God. When I fall and experience God's mercy, it stirs me. It stirs me to know how much he loves me. It stirs me to know how much he's with me. Woo! Even when I don't dot every I, even when I don't cross every T, he does not leave me. He does not forsake me. Woo! See, boy, I am preaching good up in the house. And some of you are doing right because I'm happy to see you just sitting there like that because you and I know that you've gotten the praise slapped out of your mouth. But I want to preach so hard. I want to preach so good that you ain't going to leave church until you get the praise back in your mouth. Pastor, I got to get the praises of God back in my mouth because when I praised God, I was a powerful person. I was a powerful intercessor. I was somebody that could lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Now, you don't have to be no minister to pray for the sick. All you need is power. All you need is the praises of God in your mouth and know what God can do and that there is nothing too hard for my God. Are y'all listening to me? One thing that the enemy has stole from a lot of y'all is your praise. And it's sad when you in church and look at people who praise God more when they was broke. I don't understand it. You gave God more praise when you was broke than you do now that he done put a little something, 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 something in your pocket. But that's backward. The more he blesses you, the more you praise him, the more he put in your pocket, the more you acknowledge that he put it in your pocket, the more doors he opened, the more doors he closes. God, I wished I had somebody in here that was on fire like they pastor. Some of you know I'm right. Well, Pastor, I've graduated now. So I've got my degree, and so I don't do all of that. You know, God forbid that I should break a sweat. No. See, some of us laughing, but see, don't let God have to take you back. Don't let God have to demote you to get your attention. No, I want him to know, God, that your praises, come on, I'm like David, your praises shall continually be in my mouth. I know this trial come to slap it out, but it won't do it. I know this person is trying to get on every one of my nerves and cause me to leave the church you sent me to, but I can't allow that to happen. People will enter your life on assignment, saints, to slap the praise out of your mouth. Well, Pastor, you just don't know what my husband did. What did he do so much that he slapped the praise out your mouth? Because he didn't save you. He didn't die for you. He wasn't beaten for you. Good God Almighty. I want to deal with three areas where God helped David. I want to deal with three areas where God helped David. I'm going to start by saying God helped David fulfill his purpose as a shepherd. God helped David to fulfill his purpose as a shepherd. And if I get it biblically correct, he helped him to fulfill his purpose as an under shepherd. Because David kept his father's sheep. But he knew his purpose. See, when you allow things or people to slap the praises of God out of your mouth, you will lose the ability to fulfill your purpose. Are you listening to me? Notice, if you will, 1 Samuel. Lord have mercy. Let's deal with this. Let's deal with 1 Samuel. Let's deal with it. Turn to 1 Samuel 17. And I do believe I wore the wrong jacket today. 1 Samuel 17. And of all the choices I had. 1 Samuel 17. You got to see this. This is too good for you to be over in the book of Acts. Come on. Because, see, I thought about it. As God was giving me this message, I said, Lord, I've been pastoring now coming up on. I'm right on 20 years. I'm right on 20 years. Hold on for you clapping. Man. I'm right at 20 years of dealing with God's people. Ooh, hey, that's a job. Oh, some of y'all, you could have at least just said, Pastor, show you right. He right. It's a job. I'm not always easy to lead. Coming up on 20 years. I can't tell you the things that I've heard come out of people's mouth that they are currently not walking in. Over these 20-something years pastoring this small but productive church, I've heard people say a whole lot. Are you hearing me? Only to get the praises of God slapped out of their mouth. And their purpose goes unfulfilled. And only what we do for God will matter in the end. Only what you do for God will matter in the end. Are y'all with me? Let's notice this, because it's going to be real helpful. God helped David fulfill his purpose as a shepherd. or under shepherd. Now, we often overlook this, but notice 1 Samuel 17 and notice verse number 34. Notice this. This is David's testimony. This is David's testimony. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 34. But David said to Saul. Y'all got it? 1 Samuel 17, 34. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it. See, y'all, I didn't get no whoop. Do you believe the scripture? This man said, when a bear came into the fold and took a lamb, took a sheep. Did I read that right? Let me go back. Did I read that right? When the bear, the lion came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it. This man ran after a bear. This man ran. You got to just picture that. You got to picture a lion running from a man. You got to picture a bear trying to get away from a man. What type man is this? Now, most of us would have chalked it up as a loss. One lamb gone, one sheep gone, but all I got, and I pray that bear don't come back here. I pray that lion don't return. Not David. David was such a praiser that David knew in that moment, it is my purpose to protect the sheep. It is my purpose to guard the sheep. It is my purpose to watch out for the wolves, the bears, and the lion. I was set here. See, I'm trying to tell you, God set you where he set you for a reason. And he don't just put you somewhere, senior minister Gamble, and not give you power and not give you authority to deal with what comes into your camp to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Look at somebody that look like they're excited and tell them, do you know how much power you got? Look at somebody else, just ask him or her, say, do you know how much power you got? Some of you need to say, I don't, Pastor God. Folk just keep stealing from me. They just keep taking from me. But when you recognize how much power you got, you will stand there and declare, not today, not on my watch. Not on my watch. I know who I am. I know what I can do with God's help. Do you see it? Y'all forgive me. I'm going to do something I ain't done in years. Forgive me. Come breaking protocol. Used to be a common thing back in the day, but it ain't with me. I got to break protocol today. Do you hear me? Check this out now. I went after it. Help me break it down, Lord. Not to see it. Eat the sheep, not to watch as it devours what was in my possession. David said, no, I went after it and I struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. Now these things tried to fight back, and when it rose against me, I caught it by its beard. I struck and I killed. I killed what normally kill a man. I took out what came to take me out. I took it out. This message may be too deep for some of y'all. You better stop being a pushover. You better stop being a wimp. You got to fight. You got to fight. But you fight with the praises of God in your mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. Who do you think was with David that day? The one he praises. They David said, I went after it, be seated. I struck it and I killed it. What was he indirectly saying? I fulfilled my purpose. See, if you think fulfilling your purpose in the church and outside of the church is going to be a cakewalk, you are sadly mistaken. And you don't even know how many enemies are lined up to cause you not to do what you're purposed to do. See, some of you, God did what he did for you to go everywhere and tell it. Tell it on your job. Tell it in your family. Tell it in your community. Tell it at your church. Every opportunity you get, God said, open up your mouth. What, Lord, what you want me to do? Tell it. I got to tell you. But even that, that's going to cost you something. I said, that's going to cost you something. That's going to cost you, sister. Where Pastor God said, if I'll be faithful, he'll save my whole household. Oh, sister, do you realize what you are about to go through? Pastor God said, if I'm loyal, he'll bring my husband in. Do you realize, sister, the warfare that you're going to encounter? That wants you to give up. See, I'm not here by accident. I'm not here this morning by accident. I'm not here this morning by accident. I am a fighter. I am a dogged praiser. God, I got to give the right word to your people, and I'll fight all night to get it. I'll wrestle with demons to get the right word. It's the kind of pastor you have. I fight for God's sheep to make sure when I come before you that I have the right meal. Listen to me. That's being delivered on the right day. Oh, hold on. And being delivered the right way. Well, God, well, Pastor, I know God want me in the choir. Why you ain't in the choir then? If that's where he wants you, why you ain't there? Tell the truth. You got the praises slapped out of your mouth. Well, Pastor, I know I'm called, I'm chosen to be a minister, to be a servant. Why you not serving then? You talking about what everybody else is doing and ain't doing. Why are you not doing what God told you to do? Why are you still all wrapped up in your hurt and in your pain like nobody else is hurting up in here? Like nobody else has pain but you. All of us got some pain that we bear. But we serve anyhow because we are dogged. I gotta preach. Woe to me if I don't preach. What am I gonna do if I don't preach? Don't matter how I'm feeling on Sunday, I gotta come and give you what thus saith the Lord. And if I'm not here and I offer a lame excuse, you know the truth. Pastor got the praises slapped out of his mouth. Notice. Woo! Somebody need to give God a praise. Somebody need to give God a praise. Somebody finna get in their place. Somebody finna get to operating in their purpose. Somebody's about to come forth. And the enemy didn't want you to hit his word. Demons didn't want you to come to church. They wanted you to look at the rain. They wanted you to look at how cold it was. But God said, no, he got to hear this. He got to be in person. She's got to hear this. She got to look past in his eye when he tell her. What are you waiting on? Number two, notice it. God helped David fulfill his purpose as king. As king. You saw how he did it as shepherd, right? You can't be a shepherd if all your sheep are always getting took. Well, he had a flock. What do you mean he had a flock? Oh, the enemy came in. Enemy destroyed the church. Y'all know how many churches the enemy has destroyed? I'm not just saying nobody's physically there. There are people there, but the purpose of that ministry has been destroyed. It exists only as a building. Yes, this is a building, but this is more than just a building. This is the house of God. But if we lose our purpose, then it will become just a building, a fashion show. Woo! Some churches, that's what they are on Sunday, a fashion show. I'm not saying we shouldn't dress good. I couldn't say it. I dress too good. I dress too good to come here and tell y'all, don't dress so good. But what about you, Pastor? And the enemy has tried this church. Some of y'all just don't know. The enemy has stormed up in this church on more than one occasion. Demons have been sent here on a mission. Level it to the ground. Level it to the ground. Now, when that happened, the first target or the main target is past. Get him. Get him. Get him. Who's the next target? Those that stand with him. Those that serve him. Those that told his Bible. Those that wait on him. Come on. Servants. Leaders. Praisers. Ministers. Tell your neighbor, you better watch yourself. The light shines bright. But it throws off major heat. Tell your neighbor, watch yourself. The light shines bright on the stage. But it throws off major heat. Y'all ain't hearing it. Throws off major heat. You can't be here. This is like a furnace on some Sunday. This is a furnace on some Wednesday. Look at it. Some of you coming to church all cooling. No, you come to church with warfare. Things don't want us to praise. Things don't want us to love each other. Things don't want us to get it right. Things don't want us to stay back and talk and iron out the mess and get the mess out the church so the blessings will flow so you get your reward. I'm going to keep her mad at her so neither one of them get a reward. The devil is alive. We got the praises of God. You can't have the praises of God in your mouth and you don't talk to your own sister. Be seated. The Bible said, how can you love God whom you have not seen and hate your brother who you see every day? Bible say you're a liar. How you praying and talking to God and ain't talking to folk you live with? That's right, I don't play that at the house. Don't I tell you, I don't play that. And my name ain't Homie, but I don't play that. Because I know what it do. When you ain't speaking in the same house, you letting demons in. That's all you doing. Stay in your corner, somebody else in their corner, but demons running the house. Demons sitting on the throne. That's right, now tell her, come here. That's what I tell you. Come here. I love it thee. Come here. Let us talk. So what do you want to do in the church? He want to get so many people mad and fussing and so many little alts in the church. See, the Bible says it's the small foxes. Can't pray and ain't speaking to folk. Come on. Can't pray and you known as a minister, but you got the baddest attitude in the church and want folk to ignore. Ain't nobody scared of you. Your attitude ain't right. Your spirit ain't right. And people know it. God trying to promote you, but your spirit ain't right. You don't want no pastor you just for a check. You want my spirit to be right. Come on, you want my spirit to be right. You want pastor to preach if he don't get a dime, because he know God is his source. Well, I told y'all. You see why I had to come out of that coat, brother? I couldn't stay in that coat. 1 Samuel 30. See, God helped David fulfill his purpose as king. You got to see this. Note it, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 30. Because see, when you have an assignment such as David did to be king, you better hear me what I'm about to say. You have enemies within and without. When God has really chosen for you to do something, you will never just have enemies in one place. You will have enemies within. Can I prove it? Do I have Bible? Jesus said this right here to folk. He said your enemies and your foes will be of your own household. You don't really get to be in a sure enough place with God and not be attacked by your own. You hear me? By your own. That's when some of us, when you get hurt, it's by your own. But you got to chalk it up as part of my purpose was to go through that. Part of my purpose was to endure that. Part of my purpose was to put up with that when other people would have walked away. But God said, don't you move. That's your purpose. You're going to be beaten. You're going to be talked about within and without. You hear me? David. We know his enemies without. We think about the Philistines. We think about Goliath. But David had enemies within when you think about Saul. And when you think about the scripture that I'm about to read, where his own men wanted to stone him. It ain't nothing like getting hurt by somebody you don't know. Even that stings. If you get hurt bad enough, you don't have to know their name or where they from. You just know what they did. Come on, somebody. You worked 30 years at that company. You don't know who made the final decision to let you go. It could have been made by a person you never met, but yet it still hurt. But it ain't nothing like being hurt by somebody you've been good to, somebody you blessed, somebody you helped, somebody you prayed for. You prayed them through and they stabbed you in the back. Come on, somebody. 1 Samuel 30. Now David was greatly distressed. The Amalekites done come in, 1 Samuel 30 and 6. They took everything. They burned Ziklag with fire. They took the women, the children. They took the wives. They took everything. Now David was greatly distressed. For the people spoke of stoning him. Because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and his daughters. As if David wasn't grieved. It's true, y'all. Let me say it because it's true. It sounds good, but it just don't sound good. Sometimes it is good and right. Hurt people hurt people. That's the reason I can't stay hurt. That's the reason I gotta get over things. The longer you hurt, the longer you dwell on hurt, you're gonna find yourself doing things that hurt and not doing things that hurt. A woman who gets hurt by a man and does not let it go will eventually realize she's not there for her children. You're consumed by hurt. Hurt people hurt people. When a man ain't confident in who he is, and he's hurt by other men, and he feels inferior to greater men, more confident men, more bold men. Often he won't challenge those men. He talks mean to his wife. He's hateful to his wife. He takes it out. Hurt people, hurt people. Hurt pastors who don't get over what members did that left the church. They preach, but they preach a damaging message to folk who stayed, because hurt people hurt people. Pastor been preaching about so and so for 2 years and they done left. But we're always coming in, Sunday out, getting beat up for what other folk didn't do. So they spake of stoning David. Y'all better hear me. The only way we can feel better, let's kill David. See, something wrong with you when you feel better by putting others down. You feel better if you can injure, hurt somebody else. You'd be surprised, people in the church don't want other people to fulfill their purpose so they can arise higher. You got the devil in you. You got the devil in you. Don't want nobody's help. Don't want nobody's input. I want to do it by myself. I'm the leader. But you don't know what you're doing yet. You're immature. The people speak of stoning David. Kill him. Kill him. But notice the end clause, verse 6. But David strengthened himself in the Lord, who? His God. We used to it like this. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, you can't encourage yourself in the Lord. When you get the praises of God slapped out of your mouth. The main way we encourage ourselves in the Lord is boasting on him. It's bragging on him. It's talking to him. It's praising him. That's when you're really going through something. Demons don't want you to praise God. They don't want you to just stop and give God a continual praise. Open up your mouth and bless him. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Why at all times? Because David knew anytime he was blessing the Lord, he was encouraging himself. How many ever felt down, but then you got to praising God? You went into prayer. You got the quoting scriptures that you believe. You got the quoting scriptures that you believe. Anybody ever been there beside Pastor, beside Brother Daniel? But you know what some of us will do? We'll sit there knowing if I get up and praise God, I'll feel better. But you still sit. Sometimes you got to just break out in a praise. You can't, you got time to warn for. I just got to break out in a hallelujah. Woo! Because when I do it, Brother Malik, I encourage myself. You ain't the only one, brother, had folk count you out, look down on you. He'll never do this. He'll never do that. But see, brother, you need to have the ability to encourage yourself in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, them same men that wanted to kill David. After David got through praying, after David got through blessing the Lord, those men followed him into battle and got their reward, got their wife back, got their stuff back, got their children back. See, who you follow will cause you to get stuff back. Just following pastor just to be followed, but I follow pastor as he follows Christ, and I'm getting stuff back following pastor. I'm winning following pastor. I'm stronger following my man of God. Can I preach it hard? I'm already doing it, because I ain't no wimp. I ain't no pushover. I might not be the most intelligent preacher, be seated, as far as articulating words. I get some wrong all the time. Come on, I know it. Some of you call me out. Messed up chat, GTP, EPT, what, DPE, whatever it was, messed it up, killed it. But you can tell folks, yeah, pastor, get some words wrong. But let me tell you something about my pastor. He ain't no quitter. He ain't no quitter. He ain't no pushover. He ain't no wimp. Pastor ain't no jacklid. Pastor ain't no jellyback. That's a fighter right there. That's a strong man of God. That's a man that'll bless the Lord. And oh, pastor, preacher, you don't amen. Pastor, get excited. Psalm 27. Last thing I want us to know, that God helped David fulfill his purpose as the sweet psalmist of Israel. In 2 Samuel 2. 2 Samuel 23 and 1, the Bible said David was known as the sweet psalmist of Israel. Did y'all hear me? David was known as the sweet psalmist of Israel. Did you hear me? David was known as the sweet psalmist of Israel. And because of it, he had plenty. Oh, he's the sweet psalmist of Israel. Let me break this down. Yeah. He the one writing all them songs. Yeah, he the one play that harp. And can't nobody play it like him. See, whenever you're known as something that's connected to God, that's good, you have plenty of enemies. Listen, listen. That don't want you to be known or recognized as that. See, throughout this church, some of you are known, some of you, as a praying woman. She's a praying woman. She's a praying woman. She's a praying woman. Some of you are known as a nice lady. She is a sweet woman. Oh, I'm going somewhere. Now, what the enemy wants to do is to take the sweet woman, the nice lady. You can't get no hug from nobody, you're going to get a hug from Sister So-and-so. And don't nobody else smile at you, girl, go up to Sister So-and-so. She's going to give you the biggest smile, give you the biggest hug. See, what the enemy wants to do is turn you into the opposite. Have you come in church one morning, somebody needs your hug. They need that smile. They've been waiting on it. And they walk up and say, praise God, good to see you, sister, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Sister Better said, yeah, I know Better. He'll Better come. I know. Thank you. What happened to Sister Sweet? Turned. He'll turn a single one. He'll turn her. She done got tired of not being married. She ain't sweet no more. She ain't satisfied and single no more. Good God, Pastor teaching this thing. He was known as the sweet psalmist of Israel. But that brought enemies. That brought enemies, saints. Brother, if it's time for you to be the man of your house, the head of your house, and to be known as a strong man, man, you got plenty of enemies. See, what the enemy wants to do, he wants to turn you, brother, back to the player days. And he'll send them at you, brother. Yeah, he will. If y'all don't get real in here, I'm going to come down the stage. When you're set at being a faithful man, the enemy will try to turn you back to your playing days. And he will send, you know, I'll preach it right. I will. He'll send exactly what you like. She'll talk the way you want her to talk. She'll smell the way you want her to smell. She dressed like you want her to dress. And her hair is laid just like you like. What is a man to do? praises of God in your mouth, brother. Bless the Lord at all times and keep it moving, brother. Hallelujah. Psalm 27. Yeah, that was too real for some brothers. Psalm 27. But you're going to be dry. That means some of you done failed now. People just don't know it. Mm-hmm. You done had some slip up. Psalm 27, 2. Ain't no need of no woman leaving here either questioning no man. He wasn't talking about you, was he, chocolate? I know that wasn't my honey bun he was talking about. Yeah, your honey bun got glazed. Is it too real? Sister, he'll do it to you. He'll send a man. And him will tell you, look at it. Then him will talk to you, sister. He'll tell you, look at it. Girl, you ain't never touched no six pack. You've been rubbing on that pot belly for years. Don't you want to put your hand on a six pack? You just used to going round and round. Ooh, girl, you can take your shirt off in here. See, the enemy set you up. Can I be honest with some of you? That's when he gave you your gym membership. Yeah. No, he wanted you to see that brother over there. It's too real for some of y'all. And every time that brother crunching, he just looking at you. Then he look at you and say, I can do this all night. Only thing I can tell you, good sister, keep the praises of God in your mouth. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. It's hot up in here, y'all. Let me close this thing. They ain't ready for that, brother, nigga. Just a little too deep for them. Psalm 27. Yeah, first lady gonna tell me out there. You got the roll in that, ain't you? Psalm 27 and 2. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Tell your neighbor, they didn't just stumble and fall by accident. But tell your neighbor, when you a dogged praiser, God will trip up your enemies. Woo! Tell your neighbor, when you a dogged praiser, God will trip up your enemies. He'll make your enemies fall before your eyes. He'll defeat enemies that are too strong for you. God has tripped up my enemies. And he allowed me to see them stumble and fall. But see, if we don't bless the Lord, if we don't keep the praises of God continually in our mouth, we embolden our enemies. But when I become a dogged praiser, I get to sit back and watch enemies stumble. Watch things fall. Watch people fall. Is it too deep? Who wanted me to fall? People who dug a hole for me that they're in. People that thought their actions would hurt me, but it promoted me. It got me blessed. It got me favor. Thank you. I'm closing with this. I'm closing with this, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. When you a dogged praiser, God gonna bless you so good. You gonna see some of your enemy. You gonna wanna do this, but don't do it. You gonna wanna walk up and say, thank you. Thank you for what you did. Thank you. See, there are some enemies that will take your praise to another level. There are some battles that'll take your prayer life to another level. Psalm 68. You hear me back there, Brother Cox? You hear me? You hear me? Psalm 68. Psalm 61. 61. We closing right now. I'm done. We closing right here. Psalm 61. Do I have any dogged praises in here? Do I have any dogged praises in here? And let me tell you, as y'all turn to Psalm 61, this is something I'm going to need y'all to do going forward, especially on adult Sundays. Y'all know I don't be saying nothing that rough, or y'all be ooh and ahhing when I say it. You hear more than that on TV. But when I got a sanctuary filled with adults, I need to teach it right. Some things I wouldn't say with children here, I got to say this. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Because all of us know whatever I'm saying, you know that, hey, that really happens. So I don't want nobody to be no fool and just think you get to just come out of the world and you just going to run on and see what the end going to be. No. Not when God start using you. I've told folk, God getting ready to use you. I need you to pray more. I need you to read the word of God more. You're going to battle more than you've ever been, than you've ever battled. I hear you, Pastor. I'm going to do it. I'm going to let the Lord have his way in me. Thank you, man of God. 3 months later, that same person done got messed up in their mind. Contemplating quitting. Can't take the heat. See, be careful when you look at people. You don't know what it takes to be them. Be careful when you judge folk. You don't know what it takes to be her. You don't know what them shoes are like. I know they red bottom. Don't, yeah, but you don't know what it is to stand in them red bottom. Or whatever it is you wear. You see my point. And he's a size 10, but a man can wear a size 10, but he can't wear my shoes. Oh, that pastor dropping wisdom then. You can wear these literal shoes, but to wear my shoe. And then Bishop has his shoes. Then I don't need to be looking over that thing. Well, I can wear them shoes. That devil is a lie. I don't know what it takes to wear them shoes. But you know what I do? I pray for them shoes. I support them shoes. I give to them shoes. You see what I'm saying? I support my leader. Psalm 61, we close. But you got to get this. You got to get this. If you're going to be a dogged praiser, notice what comes out of David's mouth. And we're done. Notice what comes out of his mouth. I want this to hit your heart. I want this to hit hard for people who came to church today. And you knowing why God sent you. Check this word. Check this scripture out. Psalm 61 and verse 8. Notice what it says. So I will sing praise to your name. What? For what? That's the Psalm of David. Is it in line with I will bless the Lord at all times? His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Is it in line with what David said? So I will sing. I will. Notice the doggedness, the determination, sticking with it. So I will sing praises to your name forever. This is what I want us to see. That I may daily perform my vows. Let me get real personal. Real personal. More personal than I've ever been. A dogged praiser can perform their vows. Listen to God. One thing I promised God years ago. One main vow I gave him. I said, Lord, if you fill me with the Holy Ghost, I will not quit. I won't quit on. That was my vow to God.